And we continue our verse-by-verse study through the book of Zechariah today. We will pick it up in chapter 2, verse 1. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The man with a measuring line. Let's look at it in verse 1 of chapter 2. Then I looked up, and there stood before me was a man. Wait, let me go back and begin reading. Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. Now, God, in the last chapter, promised that his people would return to Jerusalem. He promised that his people would rebuild the city of Jerusalem after their 70-year exile in Babylon. Well, here in this verse, there is a man seen with a measuring line. Now, it sounds a lot like a carpenter with a tape measure. Look at verse 2. I asked, "Where are you going?" He answered me, "To measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and long it is." He's going to mark off how the length of the walls, how long the length of the walls around Jerusalem are in this vision. And so it says in verse 3, "Then the angel who was speaking to me left, and another angel came to meet him." The angel, who I believe is the Lord himself, God's son, went to speak to another angel who had a message from God. Verse 4, "And said to him, 'Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls, because of the great number of men and livestock in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within.'" God says, Jerusalem isn't going to need any walls for protection. I'm going to protect it. I will be Jerusalem's walls. And so God tells the man with the tape measure that Jerusalem will not need walls and will not have walls. God is saying, I'll protect my people. And besides, if you build walls, you're not going to be able to jam all the people in, because it's going to be so prosperous and it's going to be such a great place to live. They'll be busting at the seams if you try putting walls around this city. Verse 6, "Come, come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord." God here is calling his people everywhere to come home to the Holy Land. And this is being fulfilled today in a spiritual way, as God, through Jesus Christ, is inviting all people to come into his kingdom. Verse 7, "Come, O Zion, escape, you who live in the daughter of Babylon." God is telling his people to return. Return, because you're going to be in danger if you stay in Babylon. And you know what? If people refuse God's offer to come to him and be blessed through Jesus Christ today, they'll be in danger too. Their souls are going to be in great danger. Verse 8, "For this is what the Lord Almighty says, after he has honored me and has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye." Think of that statement. God says, my people, they are the apple of my eye. Think about how precious your eyes are to you. Most people will sacrifice their hands or their arm or anything else to protect their eye. If something is flying up at towards your eye, you put something up to protect your eye. Even if it's your hand, you'll lose your hand, but you don't want to lose your eye. And so we protect our eyes even without thinking about it. They're so important to us. And God says to the world, when you hurt my people, you are poking me in the eye. God is saying, I don't like that at all. Verse 9. It says, "I will surely raise my hand against them, so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me." God says, I'm going to punish those of you who poke me in the eye. Those of you who hurt my people, you are poking me in the eye, and I'm going to punish you for it. And I can't think of anything more foolish than poking God in the eye, so I will say, I can't think of anything more foolish than picking on God's people, because you are picking on God directly in a very tender spot, by the way. Verse 10, shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. The reason God wants his people to rebuild his temple in Jerusalem is because he plans on moving in. And this was fulfilled in a very specific way when God himself, God the Son, became a man 2,000 years ago and lived among his creation, and he came to his temple in Jerusalem more than once. Verse 11, many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. When Jesus came to earth, he died for man's sins. And for 2,000 years, people have found forgiveness and eternal life by repenting and receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they've come from all over the world, just like God said they would. Verse 12, the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. The Holy Land is the land where the Son of God was born, lived, ministered, and died to pay for our sins. Verse 13, be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. In other words, God is saying, you know, I've come up, I've gotten up, I've aroused myself, I've got up and I've done something. And he certainly has. He promised he would, and he has. He has come to earth. He has roused himself up, and he has come to earth and died on the cross to redeem sinners from hell. That's what he has done. Chapter 3 next time. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.